That's me. Trying to come in here, work as hard as I can. I'm G. Scott with Aaron Mason. We are Cairo Knights filling in for Tom and Curly. That's a hard one to do. We're trying our best.
Yeah, big shoes to fill, like I say.
Thank you, Jacob and Andrew, for having us. Really appreciate it. Happy Friday to all of you. The Online Trading Academy text line. It is 98973. Before we get ready to talk Seahawks and welcome our guest who's in here hanging out with us today, I'm still tripping that we're going to be talking about a story in which bird poop and cocaine were mixed up. We'll be talking about that here pretty soon. But we got company. She is the Seahawks insider. She's from 710sports.com. She comes out. She hangs out with us on Cairo Nights, usually every single night at 8:30. Stacey Jo Ross. Hey, Stacey Jo.
Hey, guys. This sounded like a boxing match kind of thing. Standing at 5'2".
Brown hair, brown eyes.
There she comes. Amazing
Seahawks
highlights.
Insider Stacey Jo Ross.
Stacey Jo, let's get to it.
Okay.
I was at the game. You were at the game. But you really were at the game.
I was super at the game.
You're super at the game, meaning that you were there all the way till the end.
Way till the end.
I can't say the same. Let's give it to us. First preseason games, give us some highs, give us some lows. Ooh. Give it all to us. What do you got?
Well, you know, I'll say that the highs and the lows are kind of combined into one, which is, and this is a takeaway that Lydia Cruz had as well. This team is and should be happy that Russell Wilson is its quarterback. And I think that's never more apparent than in a preseason game. He's never missed a preseason opener ever. He was held back. There's no injury or anything. But I think it makes it very obvious what this team looks like without its standout players like Bobby Wagner and Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. And it's just that they have a lot of work to do. There were some impressive plays from young guys, though. I will say that I think all of the drafted rookies did really well. Marquise Blair clearly showed that he was the hard-hitting safety that Pete Carroll touted
him as. Five. Look out. That's going to bring a flag. That's going to be Marquise Blair. Now, Marquise Blair is known as a physical player.
You mean to tell me he's going to get an NFL fine before he gets an NFL paycheck?
You know what Brett Stecker said? Brett Stecker, editor over at 710 Sports, tweeted, it was actually pretty funny. He was like, Marquise Blair channeling his inner Cam Chancellor realizes that now you're flagged for that, which is exactly what it is. I mean, it was like a Cam Chancellor-esque hit, only it's 2019 and they're really careful about that. It was reviewed for a possible ejection. He was not ejected, but I mean, I don't think Pete Carroll minded it at all. He seemed pretty happy with him afterward.
So as a super casual fan compared to
yes.
you guys, these preseason games in general. All right. The Seahawks won.
They did.
But we don't really care or do we? Because they're just playing. Nobody's playing their starters, because they don't want anyone
matters.
To get hurt.
Well, I mean, I think this is really a time when you can see the depth that a team has. So what you're looking for if you're a casual fan is either just really cool stories that pique your interest, or you're watching to see young guys. Like, DK Metcalf is going to be starting with the team, and he was out there getting plenty of reps. Penny, presumably starting running back, was out there. He didn't get a ton of reps, but he's out there. So you're still seeing guys that are going to be big players getting a lot of attention and focus in 2019.
I'll put you on the spot then.
Okay.
Give us some cool stories.
Okay.
Give us a cool story that happened yesterday.
Okay, so this is actually one of my favorite stories of the night, if not my most favorite story. So there was a player out there named Xavier Turner, 24 years old, from Texas, played at a Division II school. He was signed to this team 24 hours before the game started. It was so last minute that he was not introduced to the team until after the game.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, imagine that. I mean, again, you kind of forget how young some of these guys are. And I was interviewing him afterward, and the entire time I'm talking to him, he's so nice, so polite, just so excited to be there. And I kept thinking to myself, I'm older than this person and more afraid of change than he is. And these are guys that they aren't guys that have this like starting role locked down with any NFL team. He's an undrafted rookie. He's just trying to find a spot with the team. He spent 2 months with the Cardinals, was waived by them after they needed to sign another wide receiver because they ran into depth issues. So this is in the course of now, like, say, a week. So he's waived by the Cardinals. He gets a tryout with Cleveland, goes to Cleveland, gets a tryout with Green Bay, goes to Green Bay. He's getting on the plane from Green Bay, going back to Austin. He's from Texas. He's a Texas native. And he gets a call. It's from 206. He doesn't know anyone in Seattle, with the exception of, random fact, had a mutual friend growing up with David Moore, wide receiver for the Seahawks. Wow. But gets a call from the Seahawks, had never heard from them before, picks up, and his bags are already loaded onto the plane. He is boarding the plane, and they say, hey, can you come in for a workout?
So his bags are on the way to Austin, Texas.
His bags are on the plane. So he says, look, like, I got to go get my bags. I have to take this plane to Austin. I'm about to go. But if you get me the next flight out, like, I will come there and work out. So that's what happens. So this is his Wednesday. Granted, the game is 7 p.m. on Thursday. This is his Wednesday. He lands in Austin just after midnight. The Seahawks book him a 6:30 a.m. flight. Mm. He wakes up at 4:30. He has landed at 12-something. He wakes up at 4:30, gets on a plane to Seattle, has a workout around like noon-ish, finishes his workout. About an hour later, around 1 p.m. on Wednesday, he gets a call from the Seahawks, and they say, hey, can you suit up for the game? We need you. And so here's what happened, just as background for the Seahawks. The Seahawks had running back C.J. Procise, running back Travis Homer, were both held out with injuries. J.D. McKissic was kind of a game day decision, and they weren't sure what was going to happen there. So they needed someone to come in and get reps. They aren't going to put Chris Carson and Rashad Penny out there in a preseason game for a ton of reps. So this is a guy that they needed to just, like, add depth. It's the same reason he was cut from Arizona. They needed a wide receiver to come in and add depth.
But he was pretty good last night.
He was. Yeah. So that's the thing. Okay. So he's like, absolutely. And when I interviewed him, he was like, I got the call and I just, are you kidding me? Like, heck yes, I would love to come play. It's his first NFL game ever, ever.
Wow.
He has 24 hours to learn the playbook. He's still being coached up by running backs coach Chad Morton on the sidelines, and the quarterback on the sidelines of the game. He ends up leading the team in rushing yards.
What?
Finishes the game. I walk into the locker room and I immediately think, like, I'm really interested in hearing this story. This is the story of preseason games. It's guys that are trying to make roster. It's the same thing that makes roster cut down so heartbreaking, is you know that there are guys that have spent their lives working for this. So I look for his locker. I walk up to one side of the locker room where they have, like, makeshift lockers set up. And another player says, like, oh, who are you looking for? And I said, new running back. You guys just got a new teammate, Xavier Turner. And he's like, oh, the new running back on the other side. There's just like this makeshift locker this time of the year that they set up for guys when they have a 90-man roster. And again, it's like, you're just imagining
an IKEA locker.
Imagine being thrown into this situation so last minute. And he was just so pumped to be there and so excited.
Well, Stacey, Joe, usually we're going to get to some other stuff. You're not going to stay on sports, but we don't want you to leave. Just hang out.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It'd be rude to kick you out. And by the way, Jacob gave me the look because I forgot your walk-on music.
I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap.
Sorry.
We almost had a gator appearing. Come on.
Almost. Come on now.
Come on now.
Brother Mace, what you got?
Oh, I got to talk about something that I hate that is everywhere, and that is facial recognition technology.
I like it.
I know you do.
You know I do.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
But
Go ahead. Here's
a place. It keeps cropping up in places that, you know, I don't think it should be. And one of those is summer camp. Apparently, more and more camps are using facial recognition technology to keep track of kids while they're having their summers, right? We're talking about like month-long sleepaway camps, not your day camp kind of thing. Parents drop you off, you spend the summer, you have your formidable experiences, you know, you're kissing folks, you're learning things about yourself.
What kind of camps are you going to?
All that summer. I've only seen them in the movies. They never let me go.
I've heard of friends.
I've heard this is what happens. But it really, summer camp, from what I understand, is a very seminal experience for a lot of kids, right? So now they're putting up these facial recognition cameras, and they will snap pictures of your kid constantly throughout the day and then send those pictures to you on an app on your phone.
Weird. This is what you do for your dogs when they're home alone.
Right. Yeah. But you got it. I mean, okay, it's good to keep an eye on your dogs while no one's around, but you have entrusted your kids to go and have a summer camp experience with some folks that, you know, are trained. You can generally trust staff to do these kinds of things. But no, we're taking pictures of them. The kids don't even know it's happening in a lot of these cases. And then parents are getting texts with pictures of their kids, and they're calling up the camps and be like, why isn't my kid smiling more?
Wait, is this real? Like, real?
Yes.
Parents are making calls. Like, he doesn't look happy.
Yes, 100%.
Make Trevor happier. Oh no.
I'm trying not to go off right now.
Go off.
Oh, no. I'm trying not to go off because this would be very unprofessional, and I want to go off on Mace and Stacey Joe.
Oh, because we're not parents and we don't. Okay. Okay.
What? Yeah, that's why you're here.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
First, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than getting pictures of your children doing stuff away. As a parent, you love that. Parent, grandparent, I don't care which one you are. You love any picture. I tell my folks, send me pictures all the time. Matter of fact, I just sent the text at the break. I told my kids to take a picture of their team because it's the last off-season workout. That's number one. Number two, do you guys forget some of the tragic, horrible things that have taken place at summer camps across the country for years?
Like bullying.
Mm-hmm. Adults, pedophiles.
Well, what?
Wait a minute. Boy Scouts of America just did a thing last week, Mace, that we didn't even get to talk about.
Yes.
So you can't. So these things, I like having this happen because now you're going to make adults remain accountable. So that's right. I'm flexing.
You are literally flexing.
I am literally flexing my parent muscle. Now, I have nothing else to say about that. Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Can you tell the difference between bird poop and dried up cocaine?
I would think so.
I'm fairly confident that I could, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Doesn't seem hard.
Is there something you guys want to tell me?
One is
about
on the sidewalks of Seattle.
What? Yeah.
Okay, so
I had to get up early this morning.
Shea Wirtz is the star quarterback down at Georgia Southern University.
Okay.
Now, he was speeding, like sometimes you tend to do. Mm-hmm. He got caught in rural Saluda. And when he got caught, something happened. There was a dash cam video that captured the moment that Georgia police pulled him over and accused him of having cocaine on the hood of his car.
That's a field test kit. It's distributed to us by the state. I mean, if it turns pink or blue, that means it's positive for cocaine. It don't just turn positive out of nowhere. That's not bird shit. Okay.
I swear to God.
It looks nothing like bird poop, man. We know what bird poop looks like. Bird poop.
Can I tell you something? That's bird. I pulled over last night to clean it off my car, and it didn't come off with the little thing that the clean the windshield with.
That's a lot of bird poop, man.
It just spread it. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of
spots, like all over.
You can still see it in the driver's side little thing down by the hood. That's bird doo-doo.
It's all the way across your car.
I know because you know the thing that you clean the windshield with that got water in it. That's what I tried to rub it off with that, and that's why it spread and it still didn't come off. So I just left it. It happened last night.
First of all, the term is squeegee.
Can I also tell you something? The funniest thing about that is when he's like, it's cocaine. He's like, no, it's bird poop. It's cocaine. No, it's bird poop. And then finally he goes, can I tell you something? It's bird poop.
First of all, okay, hold on. A lot of bird poop on a car. Like, you've seen bird poop on a car. There's a lot sometimes.
Also,
and to think that that's too much for bird poop, but not enough for cocaine.
How many people do cocaine on the hood of their car?
Also,
like, who are you arresting? What neighborhoods are you driving in when you're like, look, I've seen many a car covered in drugs.
Okay. I'm glad you guys got a lot of opinion on this. Let me give you more to have an opinion.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let me give you more. First, yes, he was charged, ladies and gentlemen.
Ridiculous.
He was charged, one. Two, yes, he was suspended from the football team.
Really?
Actually in jeopardy of not being able to play in the first game against LSU at the end of this month. So here he is. He's suspended because Officer Andy has a drug kit that shows a certain color.
Right.
However, on Thursday night, finally. Now, mind you, this traffic stop happened on July 31st. Correct me if I'm wrong. That had to have been, was that Wednesday of last week? Yes. So a week.
Yeah.
So a week he's having to go through this over a week. On Thursday night, last night, the South Carolina prosecutors told the local media that the drug case has been dropped. And according to what they said is, I was informed that the test did come back and that there was no controlled substance found.
I like that guy. Who's that guy?
The scary part about that is you would think if someone arrests you and charges you and mistakes bird droppings on your car for being cocaine.
Yeah.
It's going to stick because somebody's going to lie in there and be like, yeah, just throw a little cocaine on that test. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you would have to be that embarrassed to do something like that. So anyways, charges are dropped. Things are great. Going to make a story that he's going to be able to tell for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And that's that.
How? I still don't understand how you confuse these things.
But I don't even understand, even if it looks like that to you, why you look at the hood of a car and think that's what it would be. Why would your first thought not be that it was just bird poop?
Right, which you see on cars all the time.
I've never seen cocaine on the outside of a car in my entire life.
360 texts in. 360, you're the winner for this hour of the Tom and Curly Show. Their text, what is this bird poop cocaine case? Was it dropped by the bird or the prosecutor?
The bird's like, that's not mine. That's not mine.
Guys, what if the bird did cocaine?
Something to think
and
about.
So the poop had cocaine.
Do you guys remember that story of the a bunch of like shrimp or something in a river in England had cocaine in their system because there was so much?
Oh, because it was in the water.
Was it England or Miami? I don't remember. One of the two. And the study was like, it's not the fault of the shrimp. And it's like, oh really? Like the shrimp were like, no man, that's not me. It's a friend.
Oh man.
Thank you for coming to hang out with us, Stacy Joe. Really appreciate it. Stacy Joe is the Seahawks insider, and she's also a writer over there at 710 Sports. She's pretty amazing and pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a chance to talk to Gator. You know what I mean?
I forgot to grab him.
We should have maybe.
We need like a last minute.
Yeah, tune to Cairo Nights.
Tune to Cairo Nights. Okay, you hear Gator there. Coming up next in the next segment, you know, we got to talk about some things. I have no idea about this particular road that's being connected to the Beatles.
That's insane.
It's called Abbey Road. Tell me.
It's called Abbey Road.
If you've heard of Abbey Road, text in and be like, gee, you don't know what you're talking about. Because I've never heard of Abbey Road. Just like I still don't understand why Mace loves Sweet Caroline every single time. You guys listen to Tom and Curly. It's Jerry and Mace. Listen to the Tom and Curly Show. It's Kyle Knight filling in for those guys. I'm G. Scott. This brother Aaron Mason.
Hello.
This hour of the Tom and Curly Show is brought to you by Lake Washington Windows and Doors. Cut up at 11:45. We do letters. I guess I heard they do letters on the show. We're going to be doing that. So that's going to happen. Jacob's going to make sure that happens. So we're going to make sure the show kind of stays the same. But right now, today, someone's going to win a $100 gift card for Dimitrius. Jazz Alley.
Dimitrius Jazz Alley.
Yeah. Jazz Alley. Celebrating 38 years and featuring Anna Popovic August 15th through the 18th. Find their full lineup at jazzalley.com. Here's the deal. Be the fourth caller at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Be the fourth caller, and you are going to Jazz Alley. Mm.
It's a nice place.
Now, before we get into the next news, I want to prepare you, okay? Yeah. And all of the listeners, this text line has gone crazy. I've gotten text messages from friends. Everybody's going ham on me for not knowing anything about Abbey Road. I'm sorry. I didn't know. So just lay it on me easy. The text line is getting on me pretty tough.
Yeah, text line's a little harsh.
Okay, I've heard of the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Just never heard of this Abbey Road deal, okay?
Okay, let's start there. The Beatles,
okay,
right?
Okay, talk to me.
They had a long career, not very long, but they put out, I think, 11 albums. Abbey Road is the last one that was recorded. Okay, they had an album, Let It Be, that actually came out after Abbey Road, but Abbey Road, it was, if you want to hear what the Beatles were like at the end, this is the album. It's got Come Together on it, which a lot of people know. If you don't,
I Come can... Together.
Yeah.
Okay. Great song. Right?
Great song. Killer song.
Great song. I love this song.
Number one on the Billboard charts, as they say.
Okay.
Maxwell's Silver Hammer, Octopus's Garden, that's a big one. Here Comes the Sun, mm-hmm. right? Just great tunes. But the arguably most iconic thing about Abbey Road is the cover. Okay? And I'm sure you've seen it, G. It's the shot of a street, and there's a crosswalk in front, Beatles are walking across the crosswalk.
Yeah, we made fun of that because the pedestrians that they used to call the Seahawks wide receivers, they called them pedestrians, and they made fun. So they put the faces of Doug Baldwin, Kearse, and all of the wide receivers on that photo as they're walking over the street. Ha, pedestrians, right?
Yeah.
So I've seen the cover. Yes.
You've seen the cover. It's iconic. It's everywhere. Paul's not wearing shoes. That started the Paul is dead rumors. It's a lot of fun stuff for Beatles fans. But this is the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. In fact, particularly yesterday was the 50th anniversary of that picture being taken at a real crosswalk not far from Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles recorded this album.
Same year Neil Armstrong and then was on the moon.
Can you believe it? Yeah, month later.
What? 1969 must have been.
Some things were happening.
It was going down in 1969.
It sure was.
A lot of peace, dudes type deal. Okay, go ahead, finish.
Can that be your new character? So it's still going on, G, and that's sort of a problem because the folks at Abbey Road are complaining, and they've been complaining for a long time because tourists just show up to this place and they all want to get pictures of them walking across the street like the Beatles. Problem is, when the Beatles did it, there were cops, they blocked off the street, there was a professional photographer, you know, the whole deal. But now you just have crowds and crowds of people. Do you see this picture right here of the sidewalk just lined with folks
trying to get their pictures taken? Are you serious?
Yes. Now, it's a mob scene.
You know what? The mob scene right here reminds me of the mob scene that happened when I told y'all I didn't know about Abbey Road. Because y'all went crazy on me. I cannot believe that many people want to take their Actually, I can. I'd want to do it, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what else are you going to do? Listen, that's not all they're doing. Okay. The actual sign for Abbey Road, like the road sign, it's been stolen and covered with graffiti so many times that they put up replacements. They, like, screwed them in on buildings way up high so you can't get to them. And the studios, Abbey Road Studios, that I said was nearby, it has installed, especially for this 50th anniversary, like a screen backdrop in their parking lot that looks like the album cover, but without the Beatles in it.
Yeah.
So you can just stand in front of the background in the parking lot of the studio and get your picture taken that way, which is safer. You won't be hit by a car.
All right. So it's not so bad. I mean, even though I never put those together, connected the two.
Right.
I've seen the album cover.
Right.
Knew about the pedestrians from the Seahawks when they were called that for wide receiver. So I've seen it all. So don't be too mad at me, y'all.
Just a little.
Are you really?
I'm not mad.
Jacob,
I'm disappointed.
Let's do a tiebreaker. Jacob, are you upset with me?
Oh, no. Well, I admitted during the break, actually, that I wasn't. I've never heard. Well, I didn't realize that. I realized I'd heard this particular song, the Come Together. Yeah. I'd heard this before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that I'd heard this album before. But I was aware of The Road, and I was aware of the album cover.
Andrew, help me here.
Well, I know about the cover, but...
What?
Yes! Yes!
No!
I love you guys, man.
No!
I love the Tom and Carly show.
I'm changing the topic.
All right, what else you got, buddy? Yes!
I'm so mad. Last story here. You have an iPhone. You have a new iPhone, right?
Yes, sir.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I hate about it the most is that it doesn't have a stupid headphone jack.
Hate that.
Right?
It's
got the Apple proprietary. It's the same thing as the charger.
Hate that.
Hate it. And so did Samsung, because Samsung, after the iPhone 7 was released in 2016, that was the first one without the normal headphone jack. Samsung actually took out ads mocking Apple for getting rid of it.
Can I still use these headphones with the 10?
Yeah, but you'll need an adapter, or as most people like to call it, a dongle.
A what?
A dongle.
A dongle?
Yeah, a dongle. It comes in the box.
But what if I just need to charge at the same time?
Then you're going to need another type of dongle.
Like a double dongle?
Yeah, double dongle, I guess.
That sounds explicit.
I kind of like that. But now, G, it's getting harder to find that commercial because Samsung is scrubbing those, that whole series of ads, from the internet, from their YouTube channels and such, because it turns out that on the new Galaxy Note 10, a Samsung phone, they too are getting rid of the headphone jack. Why are we doing this?
Money.
I mean, I know.
Money. But they're forcing you to go and buy their stuff, right? That's what it's coming down to?
Yeah, but how is this? Everybody's okay with this? I want to be able to buy a cheap pair of headphones for like walking around doing stuff. And, you know, if I really want to like sit down and listen to some music, sure, I'll put on some of my big, nice headphones. But now I can't even plug those into my phone anymore either without paying money for some sort of a dongle or a double dongle, as we've learned is a phrase.
Look, life ain't fair, right? Like, you know, I get mad, you know, I pay a lot of money for my oil change. Well,
right.
you don't have that type of car. You won't have to pay that much for an oil change.
Right.
You'd be able to go to the regular, the regular oil change places and take the deal for $19.99 or $29.99.
Right.
You know, this is what happens, Brother Max.
It's unfair. I'm raging against it.
You know what? Let's just be real. We always want to be mad. Today, we want to be mad about something.
I gotta be. I'm going to take it out on headphone jacks.
You guys are listening to Tom and Curly. It's Cairo Knights, G and Mace filling in for those guys. We just house sitting. We ain't buying or nothing. You ain't got to worry about us staying in the neighborhood. You don't have to call the police on us or nothing like that. We'll be gone here soon. Coming up next, it's time to do letters. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You're back listening to Tom and Curly. It's Cairo Knights filling in for those guys. Tom and Curly's mailbag is presented by Carpenters Senior Living. Oh, sorry about that. Presented by Care Partners Senior Living.
There it is.
There it is. All right. I guess they do letters during this time. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do this.
So I hear.
Do we hear from the mail? We play a little mailman song if that's okay.
Okay.
Andrew, do you got it?
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Solid.
All right. When the conversation of myself and Aaron filling in from the 253, oh, happy day. I love G and Mace.
Area code 360. It's so nice to hear you guys in the morning. I had to double check my watch to make sure I didn't accidentally sleep all day. Super early for us, G.
Area code 206. Oh my God. It's my favorite night, guys, doing the AM show.
Oh, that's cool. They're saying 206 is saying that if just one of the hosts is absent, it's still the Tom and Curly show, but if both are gone, we should be able to rename it whatever we want. They say, how about Cairo Nights AM or Cairo Morning, Cairo Days? still work on that a little bit.
On the topic of Joe Biden always having and bringing up Obama being his black friend, no, that's not what happened, but on the topic of Joe Biden, Erico 253, the helicopter. It's so true.
Right? 425 says, attack Trump for having a helicopter there or a jet. Who the hell cares what noise is there? Trump haters will never be happy no matter what Trump does or doesn't do. It's not about that. It's about sound. It could be my grandma, who I love more than anyone, but if I can't hear her clearly, I'm going to make a comment.
Absolutely. Dale in Denton says, I really, really hope the Democrats can pull out of their tailspin and nominate someone who can beat Trump. I'm afraid that person is not Joe Biden. I agree.
I don't disagree at all. How about Amazon fridges? We talked about that. 509 says, regarding the fridges that smell your food, anything that makes life easier is worth trying to make money off of. But it means we're closer to floating around in levitating recliners with a voice-activated iPad in front of our faces, drinking our happy meals from a straw. Who knew WALL-E was a movie about our immediate future?
On the discussion of tribute bands from the 425, Sweet Caroline is the ultimate hook, and us white folks are suckers for it.
It's absolutely true. Danny Trejo, we talked about how actor Danny Trejo rescued a kid from a car accident, and 425 says, thank you for doing uplifting stories like Danny Trejo rescuing that child.
On the topic of immigration, from the 425, you are right. The company should be punished for hiring undocumented workers. Makes sense to me. Take away the unemployment employment opportunities, and illegal immigrants will stop coming. Simple solution.
There's no simple solution to that problem. 253 says, firstly, the employers need to face criminal charges. Secondly, I feel for the kids. I really do. In a perfect world, children and parents would never be separated, and I wish we lived in a perfect world. But that said, parents who commit crimes are separated from their children every day in every country.
We just never hear about a bunch of French and Canadian families picked up by ICE. Scenario responses from 206. Yes, it's time to move on. I was that guy once, and it will be another 10 years before he's grown up enough to settle down permanently.
206. Hey, I think that the lady should just buy the guy a house for his birthday or Christmas or something, and then the guy has to move in. That's not a bad idea.
From the 206, give up on him. If it's important to you and not him, then move on.
Wow, here's some solid advice from Mr. 253. If you don't have the same end goal, then you got to call it. Don't wind up staying with someone that doesn't want what you want. You can't change people, and they can't change you. Find someone that's looking forward to a fruitful, committed relationship. Someone you can sit with and watch the perfectly gender-balanced music festival with together. Someone that you can listen to Tom and Curly with and brag about your letter of the day to. I might be projecting here.
From the 425, in the conversation about the cocaine and bird poop, the difference between cocaine and bird poop is one is all over the sidewalk in Seattle and the other seagulls hit people with.
Area code 253. Well, since the first mention of the story, I laid out two lines each of coke and bird poop and have been doing an, I guess you would call it, a blind snort test for the past 30-ish minutes. And my results? Wow! Am I ever wired? And for some reason, I'm singing Sweet Caroline at the top of my lungs, too. Oh, oops. Not being a scientist, I was just going back and forth between the two. So, I surmise bird poop has the same effect as cocaine?
On the conversation of Abbey Road, and yes, I did admit Abbey Road, 253, my dog has heard of Abbey Road.
206, did I hear you right? You've never heard of Abbey Road? I hate to be the one to say it, but I think you know less about music than Dory Monson.
Oh, it's time
and
to get...
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Oh, sweet lady.
And that comes from Ann and Kitsap. All right, young Jacob, ready? You have to sing this.
I don't know why I've been tasked with this, but I'll do my best. Sweet G and Mace.
Ba, ba, ba.
Good guys never seem so good. On air, I don't know how this
home
next...
on airs and days. Ba, ba, ba. I believe they ever should. Just not from 9 to noon, because that's Tom and John. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Auto time. Bye. Bye.